Each day, 200,000 bullets are produced here at the government arsenal, but it's not enough to supply the Philippine Armed Forces with the ammunition it requires. That is according to the facility's director, Jonathan Martir, who says he wants to open a defense economic zone here, a tax-free place for foreign arms manufacturers to make more and better weapons for the Philippines.
We're going to achieve self-reliance simply because we're going to manufacturing here in the Philippines. Imagine us manufacturing high-level equipment, weaponry that we never manufactured before.
Upgrading the country's aging arsenal is just one part of the plan. Manila is also conducting joint exercises with Japanese and American forces, improving the country's ability to patrol and secure its thousands of remote islands. Beijing has built military outposts in parts of the South China Sea, known here as the West Philippine Sea. That includes a landing strip on a once-submerged reef. Both countries say they are trying to avoid confrontation, but Manila-based defense consultant Jose Antonio Custodio says there are no illusions about how the two armed forces compare.
Because against a country like China and the lack of any capabilities in the Philippine side, the West Philippine Sea installations can be overrun in barely half a day.
The effort to try to make those forces more formidable is taking place at the government arsenal, even though some of the equipment here dates back to the Second World War.
The sorry state of our defense industry right now, even without the threat from South China Sea, we still have to improve our capability to manufacture our own ammunition.
Martir says that the arsenal still needs presidential approval to allow foreign firms to make weapons here. Jason Struther with Malte Kullenberg for VOA News. Bataan, the Philippines.